Well, hello there, and welcome to High School Hockey on MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. And good Lord willing, the creek don't rise and nobody puts his finger on the magic button. We'll have a hockey game tonight between the unbeaten Sauga Sachems at 4-0-1-1 and the Gloucester Fishermen. And, of course, right off the bat, we have to sneeze. It's a beautiful evening. It's just about upper 40s right now, about 45 degrees outside. It's supposed to cool off as the evening progresses, of course, get back down into more normal temperatures. And resurfacing here after the Gloucester JVs beat the York Maine JVs by a score of 3-0 in girls hockey. So tonight it's Gloucester with a record of 3-4 hosting Saugus with a record of 4-0-1. And the Sachems with an unbeaten record, tying Medford the other night, their only blemish at 3-3. We'll talk with both head coaches before tonight's game, and as we said, keep our fingers crossed with respect to the signal. Sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off, and hopefully it will stay on again. Both coaches, Saugus coach Jeff Natalucci, Gloucester coach Sean Lyons, coming up in tonight's pregame. So stay with us. Should be a fun evening. We'll check scores as the night goes on. And, of course, Bill Newell, ever diligent, on the scoreboard every evening here on MSO. Check out our post every single day for news and sports. We'll be right back with Saugus coach Jeff Natalucci and some stats for you in just a minute. This is MSO News Sports, high school hockey on MSO, a crossover game in the Northeastern Conference.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sockies and Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sockies and Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SockiesandSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sockies and Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
We have Saugus coach Jeff Natalucci here. And coach, I haven't seen you since you skated. How are you?
Good, very good. How are you doing?
All right. We're good. You guys are off to a great start. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we got off to a real good start here, 4-0-1. Had our Christmas tournament where we came up with a tie against Medford in the championship. But, yeah, playing really well right now, and we're going to continue it.
What's been the highlight for you guys so far? Maybe a signature game to this point, or some game where you say, okay, the guys are learning what I want to teach them?
I would say the Beverly game. You know, where we bounced back, we were down, got down a goal, fought back, got down another goal, fought back, and just that the our guys having the confidence to come back, especially late in games and especially in the third period, scoring some late goals has been huge for us.
That says a lot because you have a very young team.
We do, but we have a lot of experience, a lot of guys that have been playing, so it's really starting to show itself.
All right, Coach, tell me about the guys you rely on. Who are your older kids, maybe your captains?
Brendan Ronan, senior forward. He's a leading scorer right now. He's been playing tremendously well. Fighting through a little something to here tonight with some bronchitis, but he's toughing it out. Brendan Patterson, senior forward, assistant captain. One player's on one line on the wing and the other player's on the other. They're our guys. You know, we look to them to be, you know, they can both skate real well. Good shots, and you know, they set the tone for us offensively.
Okay. And what about on your defense? I imagine you check all over the ice, but start from your goalie out, maybe.
Yeah, junior Nick Sanderson coming into his third year now. He's gaining more confidence every time we play. And then we have Mike Santacaro, defenseman. He's a senior defenseman captain. Brett Morey, who's a senior assistant captain. Those guys have all been playing now, like I said, for 3 years. Got some good experience under them. We're missing Jimmy Alcott tonight, again, with bronchitis, but it starts with those two back there, and then we have CJ Garofio and Joe Cross, who are both sophomores who shot a lot of time last year, so, and they're really starting to come into their own also.
Jeff, is there a kind of hockey that would signify Jeff Natalucci hockey?
Yeah, we just need to play with our speed and forecheck hard. It's not Jeff Natalucci hockey, it's been Sagas hockey, you know, get pucks in and forecheck hard and play with speed, you know, and we've really gone back to this so far this year, so.
Okay. Final question. Is there game planning for in high school hockey, or is it just what you said, play to your strengths?
Yeah, I mean, it's what we've been trying to teach here. You know, we got to worry about ourselves more than, you know, we can't really worry about what they're going to, the other team's going to do to us. We got to go out and play to our strengths, and if you do that most nights, I think, you know, you got a good chance to win.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Saugus Coach Jeff Natalucci.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Back now with Gloucester High School hockey coach Sean Lyons. And coach, nice rebound last week. After a tough loss to North Reading, you came back and beat Peabody. But the North Reading game, coach, I read somewhere that Gloucester squandered a 2-0 lead, and I didn't see it that way. It looked to me like you had some tired legs out there, three games in five nights, and boy, that was a great hockey game to watch.
Yeah, it was. You know, I mean, that's a very good team. You know, they're strong, they're deep, very well disciplined, very well coached. You know, we jumped up on a 2-goal lead. I think our guys need to learn to be a little bit stronger to repeat in that second period and come out with that same kind of intensity to truly be successful when it comes later in the season.
Okay, well, you had a day or two off and then you played Peabody. Tell me about the Peabody game.
It wasn't even a day or two, right? North Reading was Friday night, right. Next day, Saturday.
So much for my theory of tired legs.
We came out, same thing happened. We went up on a 2-goal lead in the first period and, we just emphasized what happened last night. Don't come out slow. Come out here strong, get a good push. I don't think we got the push we wanted, but we scored another shorthanded goal in the second, and then a power play goal in the third to finish the game. And the kids played very strong in the first and third. I think we need to complete the 45 minutes to really be successful.
I want to go back to North Reading for a minute. Was I imagining it, or was Liam Lyons double-teamed a lot?
Yeah, I think they knew what they were doing coming out watching for Liam, trying not to give him much space. Once he gets his space and his feet moving, then his physical game comes part of it as well. I think they were really emphasizing on that and trying to take him out of his game.
And they were very physical as well.
They were. That's a good team. And, they came out with a like you said, they had a goal. They had an objective, and they followed through. And that's a good team.
You guys are 3-4 trying to get to 500, and it's been a struggle. But you've got your team back. You've been together now 3 or 4 games. What's that mean, Sean?
It's the depth, it's the strength. We got a couple of kids that are older and more experienced that were out. Now they're back. It's just more secure on with your line mates and your defensemen all around. It's more of a Velcro of unity and everything else, and it's really helped us along big time.
Real young Saugus team, but they're playing great.
Yeah, I think they're undefeated, 4-0-1. I think I looked at their stats. They've got 33 goals for and, 15 against. So 2-1 ratio. We're going to have to, play a good game tonight to come out with 2 points.
All right, tell me about your starting six, and I'll let you go.
I kind of rotate between Liam's line and Sal's line, who's starting. Last couple of games, it's been Sal's. Actually, haven't decided which one's starting tonight. We're going to bring the six of them in, but it's we have two strong lines. One starter with Sal, and then the EJ Field, who's a freshman, who's got I think he's got 5 goals or so, and Ethan Brennan, who he's got a great skill. And then Liam's line with John Mondell, who's moved up from D, and Derek Hopkins, who's back. And then we have five solid defensemen. To follow them up in the freshman Harry Marshall, Chalmers, Sperry, Meniz, and Sammy Poliski's done a great job for us as well.
Okay, one final question, Coach. You have been getting a third line out there.
Yeah, well, it's been years where we've had one and not had one. It's been a long time since we've really had a solid one. And I'm trying to put together a line that can be strong for us, will keep us the depth. Third line is going to create success for us for a long time, and it's got to be created now, not wait at the end of the year.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Gloucester Coach Sean Lyons.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boat to your plate.
All right, from our boats to your plate. Sorry about that, Lenny. And we're just about ready. Well, no, we're nowhere near ready to go. What am I saying? Nick Kukuru of the Gloucester Times is here. Saugus is out on the ice warming up, and they've got those neon red uniforms.
Yeah.
Wow.
They've been out here warming up for about, 5 minutes? They started the clock, too, so Gloucester's losing some warm-up time now.
Yeah. Put that down just a little bit, Nick. We have real hot mics here, and I don't know why. Thank you. And, so we're still waiting for Gloucester to come out onto the ice. We got 5.5 minutes, according to the clock, before the game starts. And Saugus says, you heard Coach Natalucci mention, off to a really good start, 4-0-1. I think they only have, like, 3 seniors on the team, Nick.
Really? Wow.
And mostly juniors and sophomores, and they're off to a really terrific start at 4-0-1, tested by Medford, tying the other night 3-3. But, this is kind of a big game for both teams, I think.
I think so, yeah. Especially, Gloucester's looking a little better now that they have their full lineup intact. They're 2-1 in their last 3, and this would get them back to .500 for the first time since we're 1-0.
Yeah, and I think that they've been tested. I think that Swampscott game is something they're going to keep in the back of their heads later on.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, what was that, 10-3 or something like that?
10-3. It was 10-1 going into the third period.
And Swampscott coach Gino Fea said that, too. He said, this isn't the same team we're going to face later on.
Yeah.
But, you know, and they had all kinds of kids out, and now they're all back. But for both schools, I know that Saugus is missing 3 of its players tonight, and that's got to be hard due to illness. And there's been a lot of that going around. I hope your family has missed it. We all had it. We were sick for the entire Christmas vacation.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We didn't miss it.
Excellent. Well, you got Ryan Granara, who's out. He's a forward, a junior forward for Saugus. Alex Merlina, as you heard Coach Natalucci mention, big defenseman for Saugus, who will be missed tonight. And also Jimmy Alcott, one of the captains of this team, who's also a defenseman. All 3 out due to illness as the noise is cranked up once again. So Gloucester finally has gotten onto the ice. They've got their white jerseys with the maroon numerals and the maroon pants, maroon helmets. And, Nick, I don't know if... I don't know if you were there the other night. We did a basketball game in Gloucester. Were you there for that one? And they had... I can't remember who they played. Was it... might have been Saugus. And the coaches were wearing... The Gloucester coaches were wearing gray warm-up jerseys.
Yeah, maybe that was the Saugus game. I was probably there. So.
Well, what is up with the gray?
I have no idea. It seems to switch up every couple of years now with the designs and the colors. Because they were a much deeper maroon before this, maybe 5 years ago.
Well, it was maroon. The official Gloucester colors, as I understand it, are red and white going back to the 20s and 30s. Okay, the 30s when the new Gloucester High School opened up in 1940 or so. And... In the 90s and the early 2000s, they sort of switched over to maroon and gold, which looked kind of cool. But now, I don't know what the heck they're wearing.
Yeah, exactly. It seems to have shifted back again.
Yeah. All right, so tonight it will be Gloucester and Saugus. Gloucester warming up down to our left, and they've got some pretty solid lines. They got pummeled with heavy body check in the North Reading game a week ago, but... came back strong against Peabody, and Peabody, that's pretty alarming to me that they haven't won any games here.
Yeah, a couple heartbreaking losses, too. I know they lost to, was it Medford? No, it was Melrose, sorry, with 2 seconds left.
Oh, my.
They were 2 seconds away from the tie, and Gloucester just outskated them for most of the night on Saturday.
Okay, well, if we take a look at these stats as we have them, Saugus is coming in with a record of 4-0-1 overall. They've scored 28 goals and allowed 10. They've played 2 games in the conference, and they are, or have they? No, they're just 1. They're 1-0 in the conference, having scored 6 goals, allowed 3. But 5 games, only 10 goals, that's some pretty good defense and goaltending.
Yeah, that's excellent. Absolutely.
Meanwhile, Gloucester, as we have mentioned, they are at 3-4 overall. They've allowed 33 goals in those 5 games, but we should point out 10 of those were in the Swampscott game.
Exactly, yeah. I think there was a 3-game stretch where they allowed 25 of those 33, so that's 8 in the remaining 4 games.
And in that time, they had injury to their 2 top scorers, and they had 3 or 4 other players who were out.
Yeah, exactly. Key defensemen.
Yeah. So Gloucester is winless in the conference, but they've only played that 1 game, and it's a very strange conference. If you don't know it yet, there are, 6 teams in the north and only 4 teams in the south. Gloucester is in the south with Revere, Lynn, and Swampscott, and they have only played Swampscott so far. Meantime, Winthrop, Saugus, Marblehead, Danvers, Peabody, and Beverly make up the North. And Winthrop and Saugus just off to really good starts. The Vikings, I believe, are 5-1 as well.
Yeah, and it's been kind of impossible to gauge early on because they're all playing crossover games right now. So especially in the Lodge, you don't know who's emerged yet, who's the team to beat yet.
And they've been playing out of conference like Marblehead has.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Danvers is off to a good start, so it should start to shake out here pretty soon.
Yeah, absolutely. These next few weeks are going to be real key. This is a crossover game tonight, but there's a lot of interconference play coming up in the next couple weeks.
All right, we will take our final break before this game gets underway. Tonight it will be Saugus at Gloucester from the Talbot Rink at the O'Malley Middle School, and we hope that there's no fire tonight. We'll be back.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston. This is MSO NewsSports.com.
Okay, here we go. I'm Rick Moore along with Gloucester Times Sports Editor Nick Kukuru. And we are back at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester once again tonight. Have to make a road trip here one of these nights and get across the bridge, I guess. But for now, it's Saugus coming in to play Gloucester. And again, Saugus with a record of 4-0-1-1, Gloucester at 3-4-0. Gloucester will be defending the goal down to our right, and in that will be Noah Poliski. He is a senior goaltender. And in goal down to our right will be number 30, Nick Sanderson, for the Saugus Sachems. Looks like they'll have John Torres line out there to start this game. It'll be John Torres at center, Ryan Gork on the left wing, Brendan Patterson on the right wing, and they'll start with Mike Sonicaro and Joe Cross on the defense. Actually, it's Brett Morey starting on defense with C.J. Graffio. Liam Lyons at center for Gloucester with Derek Hopkins, John Mandela the wings. And it is won by Lyons, who drops it back to his defense, gets it up to center ice to Hopkins, trying to get it across the line, avoids a check, slapped in from center ice by the defense. Harrison Marshall goes all the way back in behind the Saugus goal, picked up by Graffio. Long right wing feed for Patterson, looking for a left wing feed over to Ryan Gork. First man back, though, is the Gloucester defense, Marshall. He's got it, tries to get it up to the line, but it is kept in at the line by the left defense, Sonicaro. And delayed offside. Well, actually, it is an offside against Saugus. So just underway, played a little more than 30 seconds here in this game. And it is Saugus and Gloucester, two good skating teams. Should be a fast-paced game. They saw it just outside the Gloucester zone. Rodriguez controls it for Saugus. Adam Rodriguez tips it into Gloucester end, but it comes right back out. Kept in at the line by Brendan Ronan, senior captain for Saugus. Gloucester, however, is just able to clear the zone on the steal. Sam Poliski off the boards, backhanded feed, looking ahead for Field. He can't come up with it. Saugus brings it right back the other way. Adam Rodriguez looking for Dante McGrain. Who's got it? Nobody. Gloucester finally does. It's Ethan Brennan, but he loses it and gets it right back again. Kicks it ahead to E.J. Field. He's got a winger on the right, and the shot is blocked as trailing the play with Costanzo goes into the right-wing corner. Back to Poliski. Slap shot looking for near side. Goes just wide. Picked up by Brennan down low. He's going to be checked into the boards by Joe Cross. Gets it goal line extended behind the cage. Around on the right-wing side. We're still in the Saugus in at the moment. Costanzo, forechecking, loses the puck, though, and cleared out by Brendan Ronan as Saugus needs a line change. Played just a couple of minutes, no score. Saugus and Gloucester. Look out, steal out in front. Here we go. Shot score. Saugus scores on the turnover, and they lead 1-0.
Boy, yeah, that's been a problem for Gloucester the last few games.
Yep.
Those turnovers in their own end.
Yep.
That time I hurt him. It didn't hurt him against Peabody, but I hurt him right there.
Big number 14, Nick Moore, I believe.
I believe it was score. 24, Dante McGrain.
Was it 24?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so McGrain gets it. And Saugus leads early on at, what is it, 148. 1-0. Well, it's 148, not 112. Okay, was it Worthley? Worthley gets the assist, but it is Moore with the goal. Nick Moore gets the goal. And you're right, Nick. Those turnovers have been brutal on Gloucester. That North Reading took advantage of three turnovers to score their three goals.
Yeah, it's been, you know, kind of, you can see it coming. You know,
yep.
Clearing their own end is where it is. They're fine through the neutral zone, but clearing their own end has been a problem.
Mondello closes high slot from about 40 feet. Glove save by Sanderson. 1-0 is the score. Again, Nick Moore with the goal for Saugus on the steal. And the assist went to Ian Worthley. Worthley had a chance, too, as the puck was really given up twice right in front of Poliski. He had no chance. Face off to the left of Sanderson, Saugus end. And Sachems bring it right out with a two-on-two down the right wing side. Brendan Patterson flips it in on Poliski, and he'll cover up. Bouncing puck pounced on by Poliski in goal. My, my. 1-0 Saugus already. Face off to the left of Poliski in the Gloucester zone. Decent crowd, maybe a third full here on a Wednesday night. Intercepted at the line once again by the Sachems. They keep it in the Gloucester end. And who's got it? Fisherman working it behind the cage. I can't see the number. Defense back there. Looks like a Jack Sperry. Sperry gets it around for Marshall. Another turnover right in front of the net. Shot. Oh, my goodness. Rourke had Poliski dead to rights, made the save. Yet another turnover by Gloucester.
Yeah, just a dangerous pass right through the slot.
Yep. And Saugus was right there in the person of Rourke. Kept in at the left point by Sinicaro. Goes over to the right point to cross. He shoots it wide behind the Gloucester cage. Poliski, Sam Poliski, collects it. And he'll come out of the zone. And send in Lyons alone, who shoots right into the breadbasket. Saved by Sanderson. Wow. Lyons was sprung that time, and he didn't quite get what he wanted on it. Shot it right into the midsection of Sanderson. First scoring threat by Gloucester tonight, with Saugus leading 1-0. 11:17 left to go. First period. Draw to the left of Sanderson. This one's won cleanly by Gloucester. Comes back to the point. Marshall puts it through. Doesn't quite get through. Blocked in front. Turned around by Ronan. Can't clear the zone, though. Field chasing Graffio down into the right wing corner. Graffio is able to get it ahead to Brendan Ronan. Flying down the left wing side. Big winger. Closes. Tries to center it. Goes behind the cage. Still with it. And Gloucester just gets it out of the zone. Good effort that time by Brendan Ronan, one of the few seniors on the Saugus team. He gets it right back, left wing corner. He's alone in the slot. Saved by Poliski, goes to the sideboards. Collected by Adam Rodriguez, a sophomore. Back to the point, teed up, fired by Cross, goes wide. Back to the left point. And this one is blocked by Field, who brings it out of the zone and goes down into the Saugus end. Drew Worthley out there for the Sachems. Comes over to... Well, it comes out to center ice. And this will not be icing, as it's, I think, cleared by Gloucester back into their own end. Sachem's forechecking down deep with a threat here. Third line out there. Nick Moore, who has the goal, forechecking, drops it back to the right point. Shot blocked by Poliski. Goes into the left wing corner. Moore down there along with Colby Murphy, junior forward. Comes back to the right point. Kept in on that right point by Graffio. By Brett Moria, senior defenseman. Saugus just penning Gloucester in. The fishermen can't get anything organized at all. The occasional flurry, that's it. This will be icing on Gloucester. My. No, it's not icing. They wave it off.
Yeah, Sanderson played the puck.
Okay.
It was a little too close for comfort, I guess.
I took my eyes off it, so it comes back out to center ice, though. And Saugus right back on the attack. Worthley needs a line change, so he backhands it into the Gloucester end. Collected down low by Jack Sperry. Reads it over to the right side. Here's another turnover. Look out. Lyons fact-checking and just checked it away from Brendan Patterson, who would have been on alone. Worthley skating at center. Loses the puck. Comes back to the defense. And it's picked up by Chalmers. Look out here. And it's at center. Stolen by Rourke. He's checked off the play. Comes back to Joe Cross. Sending it into the Gloucester end diagonally left to right. 8:46 left to go first period. Saugus 1, Gloucester 0. Advantage Saugus to this point, although the shots are even at 4 up on the scoreboard. Play is in the Gloucester end. Lyons looks to get an outlet to Mondello. Loses it at center. Lyons checks it, but it's kept in right point. Torres closing. Drops it over the right side. And it's blocked. Down low. Stolen by Chalmers, backhands it out of the zone. Joe Cross loses it. Actually, he gets it over to the right defense. Mondello intercepts at center. He's with Lyons. Lyons along the boards. Takes the check. Tries to center it. Can't. Comes back out to center ice. Sperry can't keep it down. In. Picked up by Saugus. They'll bring it into the zone by Sinicaro, and I believe it's offside.
Well, yeah, you mentioned those shots are even, but that doesn't really tell the story of the first 6-7 minutes or so.
You got that right. 1-0, Saugus leading on the Nick Moore goal on the turnover at 1:48 of the first. Bill Newell says we're coming in loud and clear. Thank you, Bill. Got to adjust Nick's mic a little bit. He's a little hot. But we got quite a game going on so far. Advantage Saugus. Gloucester turnovers have been a bugaboo, though. Chalmers can't get it out of the zone. Sachem's forechecking, picked up now by Ethan Brennan for Gloucester, backchecking in his own zone. Hale wheeled around the cage, bring it out by himself. 1-on-3, Chalmers stick handling, or check it, Brennan stick handling. Goes through, drops it back to the left point. I don't know who that is. We got a penalty,
like
coming,
a
up
penalty coming up on
Saugus. Yep. Shot, wrist shot, glove save by Sanderson. And we got a hooking call on Gloucester, but I don't know who the Gloucester player is with a number all scrunched up. Trying to see what number it is. Number 12 on your program. And that is Ryan Parisi. Okay, so we have played 7:40, and we get the first penalty of the game. It is to Saugus, and it is to Graffio for hooking. Now, the fisherman on the attack, but Saugus will have a shorthanded flurry out of the zone. And
Gloucester really struggled on the power play against PB the other night, too. I believe they were 0-for-6 with the man advantage, and they didn't really generate a lot of chances either.
Okay, Gloucester sends it in deep, nobody there, and as it comes off the end boards, it's pounced on by Sanderson. Puts a knee down, drops the glove on it, face-off will be to his right. As we said, a decent crowd here. Gloucester student body, again, very well represented with about 3 or 4 dozen kids over there off to our left. Face-off controlled by the fisherman. Lyon sends it around deep. And it's going to come over to the right side to Sam Poliski. Mondello covering up right point. Loses it. Turnover. Saugus breakout. Here we go. Partial breakaway. Shot. Score. Brendan Ronan with the score. 2-0. That's a shorthanded goal for Saugus. Ronan. Picked the far corner, right side, he was fading to his left, shot it right under the glove, top corner, right side of Poliski, and it's 2-0, that was a shorthanded, that's got to be unassisted. Wow, 2-0, Saugus. 8:23, the time of this goal. So, Ronan, the captain, gets it on yet another turnover. Two turnovers for Gloucester have been so costly. 32 seconds left in the power play. Fisherman down 2-0. Saugus, of course, has given up only 2 goals per game so far this year. Puck trickles in on Sanderson from a flurry out in front, and he'll cover this one up.
Boy, yeah, I don't want to say reminiscent to the last goal because it was a different area of the ice, but same kind of deal, just losing track of the puck. Ronan with a nice aggressive play.
Yep.
Nice aggressive shot, too. I think Poliski thought he might be making a move, and he get a snap, nice little wrist shot over his glove.
Absolutely, yep. Tough wrist shot. A lot on it. Face off. Well, we'll do it again to the left of Sanderson. Not much action right there. 2-0 is the score. It's not showing on the scoreboard, but it is 2-0. Moore and Ronan, the goals for the Saugus Sachems. 6:06 left to go. 15 seconds left in the man advantage for Gloucester. I don't think they... Well, they got a couple of shots that trickled in. Sachem's clear of the zone. That will effectively kill the last 2 seconds of the penalty. Gloucester trying to form up some kind of offense. Been very disrupted by the Saugus back-checking and Saugus breaking out of their zone rather easily.
Saugus is all over them when Gloucester's trying to clear the zone, and it's really, you know, hampering.
E.J. Field trying to pick it up. Drops it back to the point. Wrist shot knocked down in front by Saugus. And I believe that's Sinicaro again. Sinicaro brings it all the way into the roster end, but it's turned around by Sperry. Long feed to Lyons is offside.
I don't think he got enough on the pass. I think he wanted to get a little bit more in that pass, and it didn't come off his blade, you know, perfectly.
Well, Saugus leading 2-0. And this is reminiscent of the North Reading game in that Saugus is just clogging the passing lanes and just not allowing Gloucester to do anything. So the Fishermen try to get it going down by two. It's at center ice. Ryan Muniz dumps it into the Saugus end, but they collect it and form it up again. Get it across the Gloucester line. Nick Moore, right wing side, hit into the boards by Chalmers, allowing, well, it comes back to the left point. Wrist shot, dangerous shot, Poliski, rebound, goes up over everything as Joe Cross with the initial shot from the left point, trying to see who was on the doorstep there. Looks like Colby Murphy.
Boy, yeah, that was deceptively dangerous. There was a pretty good screen in front of Poliski. I think he saw it just at the last moment before it got to him.
And actually it was Justin Horvath, who was down low with a chance on the rebound. Gloucester wins the faceoff. Costanzo out at center. Off the boards by Ryan Muniz. All the way into the Saugus end. No icing. So Nicaro for Saugus sends it up ahead. Left wing side kept in at the point by the Fishermen. Four or five players fighting for the puck along the right wing boards. And it comes out to center ice. Skips out to center. That'll force Eric Chalmers to go back for it for... Well, no, they're going to call it icing on Saugus. My bad. Well, we're down to 4:29 left in this first period. Saugus leading 2-0. Still shows 1-0 on the scoreboard, but...
I think they just changed it just as you said.
Oh, okay. There we go. There we go. Want to thank Coach Jeff Natalucci for... being so kind, helping out with the lineups, pregame interviews, and so on for Saugus. 2-on-1, the pass goes just under the skate of, was that Moore out there again? No, that was McGrain that time.
Yeah, and Gloucester's going to go off, and then Sam Poliski's going to go off for a hook here,
yep.
Right outside the blue line.
Well, boy, this is coming apart fast for the Fishermen. This is this comes at 10:41. Of this first period, Gloucester down 2-0 already. Saugus with a power play, but it's immediately cleared by Gloucester. So let's see. Saugus has Ronan out there with Rodriguez and McGrain, I believe, as their forward line. Sinicaro is up front. Sinicaro playing left wing. He's their defenseman. 3-on-2. Shot, blistering shot from the right side. By McGrain. You could hear the stick save by Poliski. From the circle, another shot goes wide. This time, it's by Ronan. Wow. 55 seconds still to go as Gloucester clears it in the penalty. Saugus has got some sharpshooters. 3:30 left to go. First period, 2-0 Sachems. They're in a power play for the next 39 seconds. Bring it across the line. Ronan checked. Comes back out to the point, cleared by Gloucester. Feed trying to go ahead to Costanzo. He goes down. He's got it. He picks it up first in the Saugus end. Centering pass, and Sanderson has to hold on. Good effort that time by Sal Costanzo, shorthanded. 22 seconds left in the Saugus power play.
I think you see Gloucester down a man. They're not trying to get too cute. They're just, you know, simple, trying to get the puck out of the zone. And I think when they're playing 5-on-5, they're trying to, you know, make it look a little pretty, and it's cost them.
Well, I think that they go down by another goal, they're going to have a real problem here. Saugus is playing very well in this first period. Gloucester last two games has taken an early 2-0 lead, but it's the other way around tonight. Still in the power play, 6 seconds left to go. Puck is in the Gloucester end. Saugus on the attack. Cross keeps it in, left point, goes around the boards. Gloucester picks it up, penalty is over. Comes out to center ice, right out of the penalty box. Ethan Brennan across the line with a 1-on-4 all by himself. Weaves, cuts it toward the net, tries to tuck it in. Off a defenseman, goes wide. Brennan can't pick it up, out in that right wing corner. Gets some help from Lyons. And E.J. Field trying to center it. Drops it back to the left point. Chalmers trips, fires it, blocked in front. Knocked away, out to the center ice. Sachems, no, it can't be. Yet it's finally cleared out of the zone. Fishermen pick it right up again and go right back in. Harrison Marshall, defenseman, goes in low, or is that Mondello? It's Mondello. No, Mondello's back at the point as it was Harrison Mitchell on the attack. Saugus clears it back to the Gloucester end. Jack Sperry, left wing feed, back to Sperry at center. Gives it back on the left wing side, looking for Lyons doing some double duty. Check right back to Sperry, off the right wing boards. Lyons out there again, avoids the check. Hops into the bench area, and we'll have a face-off. So Gloucester stepping it up a little bit late in the period, down 2-0. Nice effort by Saugus. They come out of their zone so smoothly.
Yeah, they're all over Gloucester right now.
Yeah. Noah Poliski gets it ahead to John Mondello. Sticked into the right wing corner by Sanderson. Slapped around to the left side, back to the left point. Kept in by the Fisherman. Stick handling out in front, down low, rebound. Oh, Chris Noyes had a good chance on a rebound, but a puck trickled over to the goal line to the end boards. Where's the puck? It's in front of the Saugus end. Lyons out there still. Lyons avoids a check. Stick handling, weaving, just off his stick, goes into the left wing side. Kept in at the left point by Ryan Muniz as we hit the 1 minute mark remaining. Muniz, right point, goes to Poliski, top of the circle, looking to make a pass to Mondello, cutting across, goes into the right wing corner, and Poliski fires it wide off the end boards. Gloucester pressing the attack right now, but watch out here. Gloucester falls, Fisherman falls down, coming back into his own zone. Sachem's have it. 42 seconds left to go in the period. 2-0, Saugus. Gloucester clears it. This will be icing on the Fisherman. Well, pretty wide open game, but Saugus with the advantage with speed and with crisp passing.
Yeah, Gloucester seems to have found its bearings a bit the last couple minutes,
yeah.
But still no quality looks. Just Saugus is everywhere. You know, they can't find any room to let off any quality shots.
Yep. Yeah, they're clogging that that lane. They're clogging the slot. Weak shot in on Poliski off the faceoff. We'll do it again to his left with 31 seconds left to go in the opening frame. I'm Rick Moore along with Nick Cuckoo, the Gloucester Times sports editor. Marblehead beat Bishop Feehan tonight, 3-2. Thank you, Bill. Bill Newell back at scoreboard. Look out here, turnover right in front. Kick toward the goal by Saugus. Turnaround rebound. Oh my, the puck is loose and whistle. I thought I heard the whistle. Yep, and we got a scrum going on after the whistle. Terrific opportunity by Nick Moore once again. And a little bit of pushing and shoving after the whistle with 17.7 left to go. First period, matching penalties, which would be wise, methinks. Penalty coming at 14:43. Matching penalties to Chalmers and McGrain. And as we said, Bill Newell reporting back at scoreboard central. Final score, Marblehead 3, Bishop Feehan 2. Now we got 5-on-5 with the matching penalties. 17.7. Faceoff won by Saugus. Gloucester end through the slot, goes just wide from the left wing side.
Poliski never saw it, so it was by him.
Oh my, Rodriguez, and it comes back out to center, back into the Gloucester end right away. 5 seconds, time running down, 2 seconds, and it will end the first period on that note. So we still have the matching penalties to finish up, but a wide open first period here at the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, with the Fisherman trailing. Two quick goals by Saugus in this game, including a shorthanded effort. Goals by Nick Moore and by Brendan Ronan. And Saugus leads 2-0 after one.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder. Fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews, seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydews, flavors of the fall today.
Flavors of the winter, too. Okay, we're in our first intermission, and it is Saugus leading by a score of 2-0. And I've got to send Foz for some more hot chocolate here.
Hey, Foz.
Yeah.
Can you do your duty?
Gotta get some hot chocolate down here, brother. Thanks, man. All right. Good guy. Former student John Fosbury, assistant football coach, PA announcer here at these games. And got to have the hot chocolate. Okay. After one, it is 2-0 Saugus. They broke out on top early with a goal at 1:48. Bad turnover right in the slot as a couple of players, Ian Worthley, had a good opportunity. And then on the rebound, Nick Moore blasted the thing home. So at 1:48, Saugus was leading by a score of 1-0. The Sachems made it 2-0 at 8:23 of the first. Gloucester was in a power play, and it was Brendan Ronan intercepting the puck at his own blue line and just blasted down the left wing side, put a terrific wrist shot up over Poliski's left shoulder, and it was 2-0 at that point with Saugus leading, and that's where we ended up here in this first period. There were a whole bunch of penalties in that first period. Let's go over those. It was C.J. Graffio for hooking at 7:40 for Saugus. And then it was Sam Poliski at 10:41 for hooking. And then Chalmers for Gloucester and McGreen for Saugus matching penalties at 14:43. Shots on goal, 10 for Gloucester, 12 for Saugus. That pretty close, Nick, what you had?
Yeah, I had about the same. Yeah, 12-9.
Okay. So that's where we are, 2-0 Saugus leading it. What do you think?
I mean, I think it was all Saugus, but you know, going back to the last three Gloucester games we've seen, they've looked like this in the first period and then made a game of it in the next two. So maybe Gloucester will, you know, come out as a superior team in the second now after a tough start. But the starts have been their game, and they did not get off to a good one tonight.
Well, again, this Saugus team playing very, very well under Coach Natalucci.
Yeah, I don't want to take anything away from right. Saugus too. So, we don't know if Gloucester's playing poorly because Saugus is all over him right now.
Well, I'm looking at a pretty full roster, and it looks like they've got quite a few compliments. They probably have 25 players on the roster, and of those, eight are seniors. But again, a couple out tonight. Justin Horvath is playing, but out is Ryan Granara. He is a junior. Senior Alex Merlina is out, and senior Jimmy Alcott, a captain, is also out. So they're missing two of their seniors, and of course, you know how much how important it is to have that senior leadership. But
yeah, exactly.
Switching gears, Nick, I noticed that Gloucester basketball beat Salem last night, both the boys and the girls.
Yeah, that was a nice pair of wins for them. I was at the boys' game last night. It was a pretty good game, 62-59. They kind of hung on at the end after a couple scary moments. But they look good. When they're on, they're a good team. The knock on them, I guess if you want to call it a knock, is they're a little young. So sometimes those experienced I've noticed kind of athletic teams give them some trouble.
Well, the guy who really impressed me, we did one of the games, and obviously you've got Mason, who is a perennial leading scorer. But Oliver, what's he?
Yeah,
is he a
Ben
sophomore?
Oliver, a sophomore.
And he's got that from the hip shot.
Yeah, and
from,
it's a rainbow shot.
Yeah.
It goes in.
It goes up to the rafters. Yeah. I know. And he's a little guy. And but they play, what I was impressed with was their pesky defense.
Yeah.
They really are. They're all
over
the place.
Yeah, and they make up for it for their lack of height because they're not a tall team. Marblehead had their way with them on the glass, but they get into passing lanes. They cause turnovers. They make it difficult on teams to kind of counter. So they'll lose the rebounding battle, but they seem to win the turnover battle every night.
What else do you see? And they're pretty good at protecting the ball, too.
Yeah, exactly.
What else are we looking at on Cape Ann?
Well, I know the Manchester Essex girls are off to a good start. They're 4-0. They're probably the hottest team on Cape Ann right now. They beat Hamilton, went on the other night, but now they'll go through the lodge. So this is where it gets tough for everybody because both the NEC and the Cal are starting to get through crossover games in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see who the real contenders are when we get out of these next couple weeks.
All right. What do we see up in Rockport?
Rockport's struggling a bit. Basketball picked up its first win last week over Minuteman, an overtime win. The girls are 2-3. They're hanging around, so they'll be right on the cusp as they usually are playing that independent schedule. And Rockwell Hockey's 1-2, but they played Swampscott in Northeast, two of the toughest teams they'll play, and then they beat Minuteman. So they're at Essex Tech tonight, so that'll be a real good barometer for them. I think they're improved from last year. We just haven't had a big sample size yet.
All right. So really hitting stride now. We're getting into the dog days, I guess, of the winter sports.
Exactly.
Can you help Fars out there and grab one of those?
Oh.
Thank you, John. Thanks, Coach. Oh, man. My life's blood is this hot chocolate. Thanks.
Especially in this place.
Oh, you got it. It is so cold. Of course, we're down right on the ice surface. Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know, Nick. What else do you see? I mean, I think for me, I'm listening to all this all this chatter, you read all these stories about the New England Patriots. But I got to say, they talk about, what is it, the quality of the opponent?
Yeah.
First of all, number one, it's the NFL.
Exactly.
I don't care who you're playing.
Exactly.
And number two, they just whooped on everybody, really.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely did. I think there's no excuse for them not to go to the Super Bowl. If they go to the Super Bowl and, Seattle or Dallas or someone proves to be better than then fine, but I think they're the class of the AFC, and they should definitely win two games to get there.
I just think it's just amazing, and what I like this year, too, about watching the team as a fan is we've been lucky in this area to see some... I mean, I remember watching... I actually did see Ted Williams play. I actually did see Bill Russell play as a kid, and, of course, I saw Bobby Orr, and we've all seen, Larry Bird and all these guys, but you're watching... Peyton Manning, and you're watching, Aaron Rodgers and these guys. But Tom Brady is just, what do you say about this guy?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're lucky. I think he's the best to ever play the position, and there's been a lot of good ones.
He did a play. I don't know if you saw it the other night, but they did in slow motion. He, on the touchdown pass, I forget which one it was, but in real time, it looked like he got the snap, looked left, looked right, fired it that quickly. Mm. In slow motion, they had a close-up on his eyes. And in that one play, he had the ball, got the ball back, held it in his hand. He looked to the left. He didn't really move his head. His eyes went to the left. They went to the second left, far left, second left, mid-right, and then over to the right. He looked at four different receivers before he fired that ball. But in real time, it came out like nothing. It was amazing.
It's unbelievable the way that, the way that he sees things, the way that he diagnoses... That's why we're lucky. I mean, I go back to that Ravens game when they threw that 80-yard touchdown to Chris Hogan, and that wasn't the play that was called. They checked into that play because they, both him and Hogan, both saw something in the defense and they were on the same page.
Boy, it's something when you're good and smart, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to take a sip of my hot chocolate. Why don't we take a quick break as Gloucester's back on the ice. We'll come back for the second period with Saugus leading by a score of 2-0 in this one. We'll be right back.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
MSO, NewSports.com, MSO Radio.
Okay then, we are getting ready for the second period with Saugus leading by a score of 2-0. And I'll tell you, Gloucester needs to get its act together. They're not going to get to the 500 mark tonight. Sachem's playing very well. We have two guys in the penalty box, but they're matching penalties, so they won't affect the on-ice strength. Chalmers for Gloucester, McGrane for Saugus. As we start the second period, Fisherman defending to the right, Saugus defending to the left. Gloucester wins the faceoff. And it'll be Harrison Marshall going all the way back in his own end, looking for Sam Poliski. Gets it back to Marshall, being dogged by John Torres for checking. Torres steals the puck right at the line, gets it to a line mate, blocked way up high, still in the zone, and it's Brendan Ronan with it. Turns it around, or actually it's Ryan Gork who fires it around deep. Brendan Patterson is down low trying to center it, stolen by the Fisherman. Feeds the pass off the boards, intercepted at the line by Gork. Torres with it, battling John Mondello. Centering pass, and it's cleared away. Sorry, Nick.
No, that's right. I was just saying that twice in 35 seconds they've had what looked like a free clear and didn't clear the zone either time.
All right. Gloucester puts a shot on Mondello, shoots it wide left, and we got a tripping call coming up on Saugus, I think.
I believe so.
And let's see who this is on. This is... it's on Sonicaro. Sonicaro called for the trip at 49 seconds of this second period. So Gloucester now has an advantage right off the faceoff, covered up by Sanderson.
Yeah, unfortunately the screen kind of gave way as soon as Poliski let go of that shot, and Sanderson had a pretty easy save.
Faceoff won by Ronan, I believe it is. He gets it on the left wing side, kept in by Gloucester with the man advantage. But no, it's cleared out by the Sachem. So Gloucester desperately needing to get some offense going, and they've had no continuity at all in offense. Here's a steal. Oh, in the right wing side. Saugus on the attack. Shorthanded bid, busted up by Poliski, I believe it is. So Liam Lyons will collect it behind the net. And he'll send a nice soft touch too far ahead, looking for Mondello. It's icing against Gloucester. Oh, my.
Yeah, their power play's been kind of a disaster. Just not sure of themselves with the puck. You know, another turnover over there. Not making quick decisions. And, you know, a team like Saugus is going to be aggressive. You're not going to have a lot of time to make decisions soon.
Matching penalties to Chalmers and McGrane are over. And this is where you miss someone like... Alex Enos, who is a quarterback on defense and can bring the puck out or make the pass. And each team, you know, really wants one of those, but they're hard to come by. So now Chalmers doing a terrific job weaving across the ice, and he loses it. It was actually Poliski gets it into the zone, drops it to Chalmers, left wing side. Tip effort by Mondello, can't get a stick on it. Still 23 seconds left in the power play. Chalmers from the top of the circle through a screen. It goes wide. Comes out to the right point. Kept in by Costanzo. Fires it down low. Costanzo comes up with it at the circle right. Shot, pad save, rebound collected by the Sachems, and they get it out to the line. Chalmers closing circle left. Off the pads of the defenseman up tight. 2 seconds left in the power play. Gloucester has it in the Saugus zone, and the penalty is over. Slap shot wide by Chalmers, way wide, as the Sachems will get finally their men onto the ice. Took a while for Nick Moore to get out there, but he is out there now. It's 5-on-5.
Yeah, Gloucester got almost an extra 15 seconds
really?
Of power play time out of that.
Sachems bring it right out. Moore across the line, left wing side offside.
Yeah, only by about 6 feet.
Right wing way in the zone. 2-0 the count. It's August leading this one.
That end of that power play was better for Gloucester, though, cycling the puck, kind of working for more quality looks. Another thing Saugus is doing well tonight, too, we saw in that last man-down situation, is blocking shots.
Yes.
They're blocking a lot of shots from Gloucester right now.
Yep. Wide-open game. Not a lot of body checking. A lot of fast-paced skating. Fishermen in their own zone. It's at center ice and hacked into the zone by Lucas Cornetta into the Saugus end. Kept in right point. Down to Cornetta, low, shot, save, rebound. Oh, just cleared away at the last second by Sinicaro. Gloucester keeps it in. Cornetta, turnaround shot, blind shot, goes into the left wing side. Colby Mitchell trying to drop it back to the point, and it's going to be taken out of the zone by the Sachem. Sinicaro with it. He's flying down the left wing side, and he's bumped into the boards, knocked off the play. Look out as Colby Murphy, avoids the check at center. He looks like he weighs about 95 pounds, and the puck is cleared into the Gloucester end with the Sachems changing up. Fisherman playing catch on defense comes out to the right wing side, still in the Gloucester end. Delayed offside, chipped right back into the Fisherman zone by the Sachems. C.J. Graffio for Saugus fires it all the way around the boards. Collected by the Fisherman, Jack Sperry gets it over to Harrison Marshall, kept in at the left point. Graffio fires it wide. Puck loose, right wing side, skating at center. Brendan Patterson drops it back to the left point. Graffio tees it up. Doesn't get through, it's in the left wing corner. Patterson drops it back to Graffio again, and it goes wide this time. John Torres, first man on it, right wing side. Gets it to Patterson behind the cage with it. He's wheeling, left wing side, being bothered by Costanzo. Gloucester hemmed in, and they'll finally get it out to center ice. Icing is waved off. Played 4.5 minutes of the middle frame. Still 2-0 Saugus. Gloucester brings it to center. Backhanded by Patterson all the way into the Gloucester end. Poliski out of the net to hold on. 2-0 Saugus leading. 10:16 left to go, second period. North Shore Sports Night will return on Monday night with Tim Kearns and me for our spectacular 2017 season. MSONewsSports.com is the website. This is MSO Radio Channel A. We're live. We've got a lot of games coming up this winter, both on radio, on hockey and in basketball. High school hockey, high school basketball, with some video sprinkled in from here and there. So I guess trying to form up something in the Gloucester zone. They do, as the shot is put wide by Brendan Ronan. He's doing the forechecking down there with Adam Rodriguez in the Gloucester end. Gloucester can't get it out of the zone. They finally do. Potential 2-on-1. Costanzo with it. Crisscrossing right side. Shot from the right circle. Saved by Sanderson. Penalty coming up. Another shot. And we got a penalty for tripping on Saugus.
Boy, these power players could potentially be getting Gloucester back in the game now.
Well, they have to take advantage. And
absolutely.
Saugus, man, they just keep the puck down in the Gloucester end.
They are, but they didn't get a shot on goal.
Well, that's true.
That was a good solid two and a half minutes yep. of offensive zone time, and they couldn't get a shot off.
Penalty is on Joe Cross for tripping. Comes at 5:28 of the second period. And the draw will be off to the left. Our Gloucester bench is off to the left. All the players standing. All the players off to the right standing at the Saugus bench as well. Nobody sits down in these games. All right, here's a potential shorthanded bid by Saugus. Ian Worthley couldn't quite get back to it. Nice play by Noah Poliski. Well, check it, Sam Poliski. Noah Poliski's in net. Sam Poliski to break it up. And Gloucester's in the man advantage, but you wouldn't know it. As Sachems rag it and then clear it back into the Gloucester end. 55 seconds left in the Gloucester power play. Liam Lyons, left wing side to Sal Costanzo. Drops it back, right side to Chalmers, fires it, goes wide. Hacked that down low by C.J. Graffio. He's hemmed in by Costanzo, comes back to the right point. Chalmers can't keep it on. Here's a breakout by Ronan. Ronan, Chalmers trying to, or Poliski trying to get back, and he scores! Another score by Ronan, another shorthanded goal. His second shorthanded goal of the night. Poliski could not get back in time to bother him, and it's another unassisted goal, it's another turnover, and it's another shorthanded goal. Ronan's got two of them tonight. This one comes at 6:28. 31 seconds left to go in the Gloucester power play, and they are digging themselves a huge hole now. Team seconds left and a man advantage for Gloucester. Fisherman trying to get something going. Harrison Marshall keeps it in at the right point. Tied up along the right wing side, mid zone. Lyons comes back between the points, shoots it. Puck is bouncing around. It's up near the goalie. It goes to the right. Outside the crease. And Sanderson lost his stick. But that doesn't matter as Saugus brings it and scores! Brings it right up ice. Patterson, I think, got the goal.
Yes, it was.
And with a 2-on-1, and it's now 4-0 Saugus. Brendan Patterson on that one.
Boy, that was a nifty shot. He snuck that right inside of that top shelf. And, you know, he had a... It wasn't pull he got covered by the Gloucester defense. He just got that shot off perfect.
Yep. Another goal that comes, I don't know, 45 seconds after the shorthanded goal by Saugus. And Gloucester will take a timeout. And boy, they need it. They're down big hole now. Mondello. No, they don't take a timeout. Mondello gets a penalty. That can't help. So Gloucester in the penalty box now. And it was a cross check on Mondello. Comes at the same time of the goal at 7:13. Yeah. And they do take the timeout. So will we, with Saugus leading in this one by that score of 4-0 from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, an offensive onslaught by the Saugus Sachems. They lead 4-0 now. Two shorthanded goals by Brendan Ronan, senior captain. Half the goal scoring. Shots on goal are even at 14, but that does not tell the story as the Sachems pedal to the metal.
Gloucester is a -2 on 3 power play chances tonight.
And Poliski just cruising back to the cage as we're ready for the faceoff. Late to get back onto the ice. Now he's all set and they wait for him. All right, this faceoff controlled by the Fishermen at center after the Saugus goal. And the Sachems with a comfortable 4-0 lead looking to go 5-0-1. Centering pass blocked out in front in the Saugus end. Slap shot from the left side by Muniz. And it comes out to center ice. Puck is cleared into the Gloucester end by John Torres. Penalty is over. Both teams at full strength. Mondello hit heavily into the boards. And it's cleared out to the line by Cornetta, and it is not kept in, so the offside is called.
Boy, Gloucester's going to have to get two by the end of this period just to have a fighting chance, I think.
Yep.
And the way Saugus has defended, I think Sanderson's had to make, what, one difficult save tonight? His defense just kept everything away from him. No traffic.
Yep. They're playing quicker. They're playing faster. Foster a step behind all night tonight. And Fisherman need to get something going, and they just haven't been able to. Saugus doing a terrific job clogging the lanes and controlling the puck as they do here. Send it back into the Fisherman end. Comes out to center ice. Sal Catanzo has it with a one-on-two. He's bumped off the play easily by Graffio, and it's picked up by Ian Worthley. He clears it out of the zone for Saugus. This will not be icing. Chalmers will have to go back and pick it up. Well, it will be icing. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I thought they took their time getting to that puck, and it should have been waved off. But
yeah, I thought Ian Worthley made a really good play out of the Gloucester end, but the faceoff will be outside the Gloucester zone. No, it won't. It'll be to the left of... it'll be in the Saugus end. I got confused. To the left of goaltender Sanderson. And this one is controlled by Adam Rodriguez. That's the other thing. Saugus has been winning the faceoffs, too. And they bring it right up ice into the Gloucester end. Flipped into the right wing side by Sonicaro. Bunch of players fighting for it down the right wing side. It's I can't see the puck. It's obscured by the bench. Now it trickles loose to the goal line. And it's Sam Pulisky over to his defensive mate, Ryan Muniz, loses it. Liam Lyons picking it up. Three players on Lyons. As soon as he gets the puck, he's converged on. Gloucester clears it into the zone. It's chipped in by Derek Hopkins with it behind the cage. And he is checked by Brendan Rowan. Comes back to Chalmers' right point. Diagonally right to left in the left wing corner. Lyons can't come up with it. Trying to hold it in his Sperry, but he can't. And Sonicaro brings it right out around the slot. He shoots. Save by Pulisky. And does the net become dislodged or what? I don't know what the whistle was for. Wow.
Pulisky held it.
Sonicaro with a great chance.
Yeah, another odd man rush.
Man, oh man. 4-0, Saugus. 5:32 left to go, second period. From the Talbot. This is MSO New Sports. Tell people about us, will you? All right, play is at center. Costanzo can't do anything with it for Gloucester. And in turn, Brendan Patterson does for Saugus. It's at center. Stolen by Brennan offside. Shots are 15 apiece, but man, it's all Saugus. Two goals in the first period, one by Nick Moore, the other by Brendan Ronan. And then in the second period, Ronan, his second shorthanded goal of the night, and Brendan Patterson.
Yeah, and Saugus really doesn't have to work to shoot the puck right now with a lead like this.
Jeez, I know. Two shorthanded goals, both unassisted. Three goals on turnovers by Saugus. There's a shot. Wow, save. Lightning save by Sanderson off of Costanzo. And they'll bring it right out. Will Patterson. He's got a line mate with him, Groark. Patterson, right wing side, loses it. Costanzo has it. He'll swing it around back to the point, and it's chipped out of the zone by Field. And he gets it to Costanzo. He's got a winger with him. Costanzo closes. Save by Sanderson. I don't know if Costanzo saw Brennan, but he had Brennan on his left wing.
The defenseman did a good job working with the goalie. You know, kind of took the shooter. The defenseman took the potential passer.
Good point. Good point. So Costanzo could not pass. He didn't have an open lane. Took the shot. Saved by Sanderson. And Sanderson has been sharp. This faceoff to his left. And Gloucester has it in the slot. Closing. Loose puck right out in front.
Another nice save by Sanderson.
Sanderson just keeps his cool.
He's becoming a factor now.
Yeah.
Saugus has gone a little sloppy the last couple of shifts, but he's been calm and collected.
A shot tipped in on the goal, and it goes wide. It's a save, pad save, by Sanderson. Gloucester trying to do something with it, down by four goals. New player out there is Drew Worthley on defense for Saugus. He can't get it out of the zone, though. And Colby Murphy gets it back to the left point, but it's kept in by Gloucester's Ryan Muniz, and apparently it's offside.
It's an interference penalty on Muniz. He gave a little extra push.
Oh, okay.
There, right in front of the ref.
Well, Well, let's see now. This one comes at 11:07. Now, Saugus doesn't have a power play goal, but they got a chance for one now.
This is only its second chance opportunity tonight, since the other one was wiped out because a goal scored.
Brendan Ronan loses the faceoff, and it comes out to center ice. And Liam Lyons is tripped, or he would have had a breakaway. Lyons was going to split the defense easily that time, and he was tripped from behind. Not a penalty shot situation, but pretty close.
No, he didn't have the control of the
puck. Right, right. But a terrific play by Lyons, drawing that penalty, really. Brett Morey going off for Saugus. And
well, that makes it a six-second power play.
Yep.
So I guess they're over two in the night, if that counts.
I guess. But they haven't needed a power play. They've scored two shorthanded goals, two even strength goals. Gloucester with the 2-on-2 right now. Liam Lyons leading the attack. Oh, poke checked off the play beautifully by C.J. Graffio. Gets it to Ronan ahead. He loses it. Eric Chalmers brings it the other way for Gloucester across the line. He's going to drop it back to the right point. Closing from the right point. Shot saved by Sanderson. Puck bounces down. He covers up. Costanzo with the shot from the top of the circle. Now we have 56 seconds left in the Gloucester penalty and a minute two left in the Saugus penalty. So right now it's 4-on-4 out there. Face off. Gloucester wins it from the point. Chalmers fires it up high. Rebound. Loose puck score. Costanzo.
Boy, that's just a straight-up effort goal right there. Hopefully that sparks Gloucester. I got Lyons and Chalmers on the assist on that one. Chalmers with the initial shot and come out. Lyons' chance was stopped, and Costanzo just stuck with the play. Great effort.
Yeah, and you can't blame Sanderson on that one, boy.
No, not at all.
They were peppering him, and they were pushing hard in low. And Sanderson made the initial save, just couldn't get the stick down quickly enough to knock it out of there as Costanzo was right there and tapped it in. So Gloucester is on the board, 4-1, Saugus leading. 2:57 left to go in this middle frame. And shots on goal, 20-15, Gloucester. Score! Saugus from a long-range pinball shot as Joe Cross put it in from the right point. And I don't think Poliski saw it. It went under his right skate and just caromed off the post into the net. 5-1, Saugus. Cross with the goal.
Boy, and that might be a backbreaker right there. That's one Poliski might want back. I don't know if he quite saw it. I think that rung off of both posts.
Yep. 12:18. Time of the goal. I was trying to get the assist on the Gloucester goal, so I was pausing, and Cross just inside the right blue line. He just fired along the ice, and it had seeing eyes. And as you mentioned, it hit the right post behind Poliski.
I don't think Poliski was screened on the play.
No.
That's what was kind of odd about it.
They give Marshall the assist.
Okay, maybe Lyons didn't hit it when it popped up in the air up in front. Boy, I got Saugus at 5 shots on goal this period, 3 goals.
Well, they give Grok the goal, so maybe he put a stick on it. Maybe that's why that thing pinballed around down low. Okay? So Grok gets the goal, across the assist. But nevertheless, it is 5-1 Saugus. My. We're down to 2 minutes here in this second period. It has been a long second period. Fisherman from long range. The save by Sanderson with a potential 2-on-1 on that right wing side. It was the left wing shot, left-handed shot, Ethan Brennan. And Sanderson was equal to that one. So the goals have come fast and furious here in the last minute or so. 11:53, Costanzo gets the first goal for Gloucester. But then just 25 seconds later, it's Grok, Ryan Grok scoring with Joe Cross the assist. making it 5-1 Saugus. So the Sachems still comfortably in charge in this one. And once again, they'll form up the attack. Here comes Brendan Ronan. He's got Rodriguez with him, centering pass, and it goes, well, it's going to be intercepted really on by the goaltender, knocks it over to the left wing side. And that's that obscured view for us. Saugus comes away with it. No, Chalmers has it. Fighting down low is Rodriguez. And it's cleared out by Gloucester to center ice. Down the left wing side, Brennan right out in front. He's chipped off the play nicely by Joe Cross. And faceoff will be in the Gloucester end as the puck was chipped out of the zone. Down to a minute and 27 seconds left in this frame. And you're right, five shots for Saugus in this second period. They've scored three goals. It was 2-0 after one. So Gloucester has it in the zone, but it's stolen by the Sachems. Costanzo working it, trying to come up with it. Taken away by Ian Worthley.
Yeah, they put Costanzo and Lyons on a line together now, which is, you know, trying to look for some sign to spark.
Chalmers has it, center point. Shot is deflected into the netting. And face-off in the Gloucester end. Minute and 2 seconds left in this game that has been controlled from the outset by the Saugus Sachems. This one is won by John Torres. Goes behind the cage. Chalmers, though, has it. And goes over to the right wing side, right point, as Marshall will just deflect it down low. Sachems bring it out. Brendan Patterson leading the attack. Penalty on Gloucester coming up. Left wing shot. Brendan Ronan fires it wide, and there's the penalty.
Boy, that looked like a hook, but after... You know, I think as Mitchell is going to get called, after Mitchell, Marshall, peeled off him, he didn't have the stick across the midsection there.
Time of this
even
penalty.
Even though it looked like he did.
Yep. Time of the penalty is at 14:22. Saugus leading by 4 goals with 38.8 seconds left in this third period. And they're hungry for another one. They keep the pedal down, man. They keep pressuring. From the left point, Maury looking down low, looking for Sonicaro, who's up front. He gets the pass, he shoots, save, and he knocks down Poliski. Poliski holds on. So Sonicaro is playing a forward in the power play. 15.6 seconds left to go in what has been a dominant second period for Saugus. Gloucester with the 1 goal, the Sachems with 3. Lots of penalties here in the second period. Been a little sloppy.
Yeah, it has. Saugus has actually been a little sloppy too, but Sanderson has kind of really bailed him out a few times.
Those turnovers, though. 3 goals on 3 turnovers, man. That's a killer. From the point, save along the ice off the stick of Graffio from the center point. Graffio can't keep it in, and Costanzo can't run with it. Brendan Ronan with it, circling its center across the line, and time will expire. But it's a terrific second period for the Saugus Sachems, and they now lead comfortably after 2 from the Talbot Rink. It is 5-1 Saugus.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 series windows on display at any of our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our 3 locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South of Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
It is 5-1 after two periods with Saugus leading. A lot of penalties in that second period, I think. Let's see, there were, to Gloucester, there were 1, 2, 3 penalties, and to Saugus, 1, 2, 3 penalties as well. But let's just go over the scoring instead of the penalties. The only time the penalties came into play was when Saugus was scoring shorthanded, and they did, once again, after leading 2-0 after one. It was Brendan Ronan scoring his second shorthanded goal of the night at 6:28 of the second period, again unassisted, and that made it 3-0 at that point for Saugus. Saugus increased the lead just 45 seconds later on a Brendan Patterson goal. That came at 7:13, and the Sachems are up 4-0 at that point before Gloucester finally got on the board at 11:53 with Sal Costanzo scoring on a rebound. The assist went to Eric Chalmers and to Harrison Marshall, two defensemen out there. And, don't know why I don't have it. Anyway, and then that made it 4-1, Saugus. But, boy, Saugus came right back. 35 seconds later. It is Joe Cross putting a tremendous shot in from the point that was deflected by Ryan Grook for the Sachems. That came at 12:18, making the score 5-1. After two periods, Gloucester is out shooting Saugus 21-19, which means Gloucester had 9 shots in that second period to 7 for Saugus. But the Sachems really running away with this thing at the moment by a score of 5-1. Other scores that we have: one final, Marblehead over Bishop Feehan by a score of 3-2. After two periods, or late in the second period, Swampscott is leading Peabody 1-0. And late in the game, Winthrop is leading, I believe, with 5 minutes left to go. They're leading Bishop Fenwick by a score of 3-1. And again, in this one, it is 5-1 Saugus. So we'll take another break, and we'll come back and bat this thing around a little bit from the Talbot Rink on this first Wednesday of 2017. We've got lots of action to cover here on MSO, and we hope that you will be with us frequently here during the year. And please send us along any information, any suggestions you have, any compliments, complaints, whatever it might be, to msonewsports@gmail.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sauk Asian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sauk Asian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SaukAsianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sauk Asian Sportswear is the place to go.
You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
Second intermission here at the Talbot Rink with Saugus leading by a score of 5-1. I'm Rick Moore along with Dick Kukuru, sports editor for the Gloucester Times, and going over the scoreboard again. Final scores: Marblehead 3, Bishop Thien 2, Malden Catholic 4, St. John's Prep 1. And I believe the Prep now falls to 1-2-2. Late in the second, Swampscott leading period 1-0. And in Winthrop, it's Winthrop leading Bishop Fenwick by a score of 3-1. I believe the game is in Winthrop, not sure. But in that one, late in the game, Vikings on top 3-1. Charlie Page has the hat trick for the Vikings. And according to the tweet, he is 1 point away from career point number 100 for the Winthrop Vikings. And again, in this one, it has been all Saugus. Brendan Rowan with a couple of shorthanded goals, really telling the story. The other goal that we did not mention was back in the first period by Nick Moore on a turnover that came at 1:48, with Ian Worthley getting the assist. And that's where we are at 5-1 with Saugus leading. So this is not obviously a game that will count in the standings. Now, what do you have to do to make the tournament, Nick, in this setup?
Well, so 500 or top two in your... I don't know if the top two in your conference applies, though, to a four-team league.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I know. But, boy, I'm very surprised at how dominant Saugus has been in this
too.
Game.
Yeah, me too. I thought this was going to be a really tight one. Really not.
No. And again, it's a very young team, which really bodes well for Saugus High School.
Yeah, it looks like Saugus on the way back.
Absolutely. Yeah, they'll go to 5-0-1 with this trend continuing. Still waiting for the teams to come back out onto the ice as the officials have reappeared. We have basketball coming up. Please check the schedule. We'll have basketball games all winter long in the Northeastern Conference. We'll dip into the Cape Ann League too, and needless to say, we'll have plenty of hockey as the season gets in full swing here. in the Northeastern Conference. Again, schools off to really good starts are Winthrop, Saugus, Marblehead, Danvers. Marblehead not so much in terms of outside the conference, but certainly Winthrop, Saugus, and Danvers. And, of course, Swampscott. Lynn Jett's playing pretty well as well, and I guess Revere not doing too bad.
Yeah, we'll see. Gloucester finally hits the road on Saturday at Revere. After eight straight home games to open the season, they get a road game.
And only winning three of them up to this point, three out of seven. Well, the Bruins are a road team too, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we get ready for the start of the third period with Saugus comfortably on top, 5-1. Let's see if the Fishermen come out some kind of amazing attack here to get back into this one. Saugus looks pretty darn solid, though, both on offense and defense. Noel Poliski in the goal to our left for Gloucester. Nick Sanderson in the goal down to the right for Saugus. Faceoff controlled easily by Brendan Ronan. And a quick whistle. Some kind of a violation. Brendan Ronan with Adam Rodriguez. No, he's got... Sinicaro is playing left wing now. Sinicaro's up front. Been playing a lot of forward tonight. Listed as a defenseman for us. And over on that right wing side, looks like it's Torres. Ronan across the line for Saugus. Torres with it. Goes behind the cage looking to make a play. Gets it to Sinicaro at the circle. Drops it back to the left point. Brett Morey over to the right point to C.J. Graffio. Back to the left point along the ice. Shot by Morey. Saved by Poliski. And Gloucester just standing around. Oh, it's a power play, no wonder. You got 16 seconds left in the man advantage. I don't know what I was thinking. So center point, it goes to Graffio on the right side, slapped that, fired that, and of course that's why Sinicaro was up front. Back to center point, Graffio shoots it, goes into the left wing side, centering pass, overskated, and Gloucester's back at full strength. Right wing feed to Field across the line. Stick handling on the right wing side, tries to get it back to Lyons, but can't. Goes into the left wing side. Field doesn't see it, and it comes out to center ice. And picked up and backhanded to the line by Sam Poliski offside Gloucester. Faceoff. Well, they're going to call it icing?
Yeah, I think it's a high. Someone played it with a high stick.
Ah, so it's going to come back to the Gloucester end.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Early on in the third period. So power play evaporates with Marshall in the penalty box. Harrison Marshall for Gloucester finished out his penalty, and that's why Sinicaro was up front and looked like Gloucester was standing around, because they were. They were in the box. Right off the faceoff, Poliski is forced to make a save. It's Nick Moore, Ian Worthley, Colby Murphy out there. Third line for Saugus. Trying to see who the Gloucester line is. Murphy... We'll check it. Worthley loses the faceoff. Goes over to Jack Sperry, but he can't get it out of the zone. And it's kept in nicely. Right wing side by Worthley. Comes around to the left side. Joe Cross forechecking. Worthley covering up. Centering pass. Look out here. Shot through it. Right in the slot by Nick Moore. And it goes up into the chest of goaltender Poliski. And it goes up into the netting. Wow. Another great chance by Nick Moore, right in the slot, unattended.
Yeah.
Minute and a half played, third period. Saugus up by 4. 5-1, Saugus. Once again, the draw in the Gloucester end. Fisherman trying to organize, get out of the zone. Sperry just hacks it over to Mondello. Loses it, though. Taken away by Rodriguez. He shoots it, and save is made. Mondello will pick it up for Gloucester, but he sends it right into the skates of Rodriguez, who gets knocked down, cleared out of the zone. Ethan Brennan can't get by the Saugus defense. Nice play by Joe Cross, and Brennan is hammered into the boards. And
cross-check.
Cross-check on Brennan?
I don't know. I think
it's on Brennan.
Yeah, I think you got called for hitting too hard on that one.
In the offensive zone. Boy, that's a killer as well. Well, Gloucester gets the penalty at 2:07 of this third period. And that allows Saugus once again to get the power play going. Brennan was bothered by Cross as it was a one-on-one. Cross doing a nice defensive play, and then Brennan, I guess, took out his frustration and gets the penalty. Brendan Ronan wins the faceoff, drops it back to the point, center point to Maury, fighting for it, sends it to the right circle, saved by Poliski. Ronan with another threatening shot. Poliski hangs on. Well, 42 left to go in the game. Still a minute and 20 left for the Saugus power play. Both centers are thrown out of the faceoff circle. And that's okay because Liam Lyons wins it for Gloucester. He's a winger in the penalty kill. He and Costanzo, both centers this year. Costanzo against Brendan Ronan. Costanzo wins it. Back to Chalmers around the boards, but it's pounced on very quickly by Sinicaro, cleared by Gloucester. Raphael racing back against Costanzo, who's bothering him. Long right wing feed up to the Gloucester line, and Patterson is knocked off his pins by the Gloucester defense and cleared all the way into the Saugus end. 50 seconds left to go in the Gloucester man advantage. Brett Maury will form it up on defense for the Sachems. Sets up shot behind the goal. Gets it over to C.J. Graffio. Long left wing pass to Sinicaro. Drops it back to Brett Maury. Over on the right side to Graffio across the line. Stick Hanley fires it from the sideboards. Block up tight by Sperry. But it's a rebound out in front. Centering pass. And this one is covered up by Poliski. With two Sachems, two fishermen right there. 22 seconds left in the power play for Saugus. 5-1, Saugus leading this one. Decent crowd on hand on this Wednesday night. Eight straight home games for the fishermen. They'll be back next Wednesday night against Rockport, I believe it is. I think the exams are next week. Shot through a screen from long distance by Drew Worthley. It's a weak shot, saved by Poliski. 11 seconds left in the man advantage. Deflected out in front, goes just wide as Rodriguez put the shot in on Poliski. I don't know what this call is. Some kind of a stoppage in the official
call on Poliski for a penalty for knocking the net off. Boy, that's horrible.
Wow. All right, this would be against Sam Poliski on the goaltender?
Yep.
On the goaltender. Well, you know, North Reading was complaining about that a couple
of
games ago.
So as was Peabody.
Mm-hmm.
It happens a lot here.
Mm-hmm. So maybe the call is warranted. 3:33, the time of this penalty against the goaltender. It'll be served by Mondello. So what is it now? 5-on-3 for 4 seconds. And teed up from the point. Deflected. It goes in on Poliski as it was fired by Graffio. Now it's 5-on-4. And well, there's a scrum out in front. And Poliski hangs on as Brendan Patterson is upended.
Yeah, Gloucester's lucky it doesn't have another penalty coming right here.
Yeah, they're getting a little chippy now.
It looks like a...
Yep, they're going to get it anyway. Matching?
No, they're calling the captains over.
Oh, okay.
That's enough.
Getting a little chippy. And the officials talking to the captains and to the alternates. Don't know what that good, what good that does, because they can't talk to anybody else right now.
Exactly.
So, anyway, we resume play. The faceoff won by the Sachems. Again, center point, Raphael, left point, Maury down low. to Brennan, to Ronan, rather. Into the left wing side, into the corner. Patterson away with it, out in front, still with it, and it's Sinicaro, who was handled nicely that time by Poliski. Sinicaro right across the crease that time. So one of the penalties is over. It's 5-on-4 with Noah Poliski's penalty still being served by John Mondello. Fanned at the left point by Brett Morey. Play continues in the Gloucester end. It has for the last several minutes with all these power plays. Center point. Graffio down low, right side shot, open net, score, rebound.
Boy, and that's kind of the night it's been to Saas. Gloucester in the right place, you know.
Sinicaro
gets in the way of the pass and gets right under the stick of Sinicaro.
Sinicaro, the goal. It's now 6-0, and there's your power play goal. And this one is 6-1, I should say. 6-1. This one comes at 4:22. This is a power play. We'll have to check the assists, but I know that pretty sure Graffio will get one of the assists. He's a Graffio Mori. In the period, so far, first 4.5 minutes, Saugus has outshot Gloucester 7-0. 6-1, Saugus comfortably on top, as they have been for really since midway through this second period. Ethan Brennan taking this face off, and Chris Noyes, haven't heard from Noyes tonight very much, goes into the right wing side. In the Saugus end, comes all the way around to the left side to Derek Hopkins, kept in at the right point by Sam Poliski. He's hit and checked, gets it back to center ice. And he was hit, bumped hard by Nick Moore. Puck in the Saugus zone behind the cage. Still waiting for the assist on the Saugus goal. Nick Moore across the line by himself. Looks for some help from Ian Worthley. Comes back to center ice. Slapped at by Cross. Long feed, save. Long shot, I should say. Save along the ice, stick side by Poliski. All right, so Ronan and Maury get the assists on the power play goal by Mike Sinicaro at 4:22. 6-1, Saugus. Did you say something about the Sachems being back?
Yeah.
So what do we got, another penalty?
We got matching roughs, so matching penalties here.
Okay. And these came at 5-something. I missed it. So matching penalties on Sam Poliski and Ian Worthley. Is that 8 or 6? That's number 8, not 6.
They're going to call delay a game again because the net come off?
Colby Murphy.
I mean, this only happens here. I don't see this happen any other
right,
rink.
Right. Well, it sure slows the game down. But
it does.
I don't know that it gives you an advantage if you're the team doing it. 9:21 left to go in the game that has really bogged down now. Saugus just running away with this one. And they're just peppering Gloucester. Another face-off, another whistle. Play resumes in the Gloucester end, where it has been for the 5 minutes of this period, as Saugus looking to just add to its goal total. Brendan Patterson is blocked up tight, and this will be a delayed offside against Saugus as they tag up. Fisherman still trying to apply something. Costanzo redirects it into the Saugus end. Gloucester does not have a shot so far in this third period. Saugus controlling in their own end, and they'll bring it out of the zone. Sinicaro flips it up ahead, looking for the Patterson on the long feed. He's going to put the brakes on in the right wing corner, but Gloucester gets to it first, and they clear it out to center ice. Anthony Pugliano with it. He sends it over to Senacaro, blasts it around the boards. Saugus changes up. Fisherman clear the zone. But they cannot get it across the Saugus line as Brendan Ronan on the attack for the Sachems. He's weaving at center ice and just gets checked off the play. Gloucester standing around waiting for everybody to pick up the puck, and Saugus does instead. It's Graffio from long range. Save along the ice by Poliski, back out to center. Played offside. Gloucester will form it up. 6-1, Saugus. Fishermen disorganized in their own end, can't get it out of the zone. Sachems, Dante McGrain on it, sends it around the boards, intercepted by the Fishermen. They get it out of the zone. Ethan Brennan with a one-on-two, weaving to his left side, checked off the play by Brett Morey. Goes into the right wing side, and gambling to keep it in is Marshall. He can't. Makes Brennan go back and pick it up. 7:15 left to go in the third period. Gloucester, nothing at center ice. Saugus intercepted. Gloucester intercepts. Just back and forth right now at center ice. Chris Noyes shoots it into the Sachem's end. And Brett Morey down there will get it ahead. But it's intercepted at center ice by Gloucester. But Harrison Marshall fires it into the Saugus end. Brett Morey brings it back to the point, kept in at the right point by Marshall. And squirts loose, picked up by Graffio. Weaving his way, oh, check it, it's Morey. He's across the line, checked off the play. Costanzo retreats right in front of his own goal, bounces it off the boards, too far for field, can't collect it. And we have another penalty coming up. Penalty on Saugus, I believe. There it is.
I think we're going to get a slash.
Well, yeah, penalty is on Nick Moore, who has a goal tonight.
I mean, is Gloucester sure that it wants the power play? It's minus two. And
yeah, really, that's a dangerous situation for the Fishermen to be on tonight. My goodness. 8:54, time of the penalty. Gloucester has given up two shorthanded goals. Brendan Ronan looking for the hat trick on shorthanded bids. Sam Poliski will slide it along the right wing side. No, he shoots it instead, and right on the doorstep is Mondello, but this time Sanderson holds on. Pretty tricky shot by Poliski. Looked like he was going to slide it down the right wing side instead. Put that long wrister in, and Sanderson saw it all the way. 6 minutes even left to go in the game, 1:24 left to go in the Gloucester power play, which has been ineffective, to put it mildly. Play in the Saugus end. Poliski fans on it, tries to one-hand it down deep. Here's a breakout by the Sachems once again, and this time it was Senacaro, but big Sam Poliski intercepts and shoots it right back into the Gloucester end, forcing Sanderson to come out of his net, make a play. Mondello has it left wing corner. Taken off the boards, peeled off the boards, back to the point. Poliski over to the left point to Chalmers, being dogged there by Saugus. Oh, who is that? Terrific checking by the Sachems, number 27, C.J. Graffio, knocking it out of the zone. And stolen by Cross, 2-on-1, shorthanded bid, it goes wide. Cross rebound, right across the crease, and it goes wide. Almost a third shorthanded goal tonight by Saugus. 28 seconds left to go in the Gloucester power play. Costanzo set up beautifully. Right wing side, left shot, and the save by Sanderson cleared to the Gloucester end. 15 seconds left to go in the man advantage for Gloucester. Good scoring chances by both sides in this power play. Graffio for Saugus off the boards to center ice. Picked up by Ian Worthley, slapped into the Gloucester end. Penalty over. Couple of shots by Gloucester. Oh, what a collision, as Ethan Brennan had his head down and he was crunched by Kyle Wood and just knocked into the next row. Oh, my word. But he's okay.
And actually, it led to a goal.
Well, I missed it.
Derek Hopkins on the goal. So Brennan took the hit to get the assist.
Okay, so Hopkins with the Gloucester goal. My apologies.
Hopkins skated in. I think it looked like he beat him 5-hole.
Well, I was looking to see if Ethan Brennan was okay. And he was. Time of the goal is 10:34.
Boy, I don't know how Brennan doesn't get an assist on that.
Yeah.
I'm giving him one anyway.
There you go. Noyes gets the assist. 6-2 now is the score.
Wait a minute. They might be changing this.
Yeah, you're right. Brennan gets it. So who was it? Noyes and Brennan?
Hopkins from Brennan. No Noyes.
Just Brennan.
Yeah.
Just Brennan. Brennan paid the price. My, did he pay the price. Well, it's 6-2. Saugus leading this one. I missed that one. I missed the goal entirely because I was watching to see if Brennan was okay. He was absolutely clobbered with his head down and a full steam ahead. Tremendous hit by Kyle Wood out in the middle of the ice. Once again, the net becomes dislodged in the Gloucester end. .353 left to go in this hockey game. Man, I haven't had a score sheet this filled with penalties and goals in a long, long time.
Yeah, a lot of penalties tonight. But I will say, there was maybe one call. I didn't like the delay of game call, but I actually think the refs have done a good job.
Absolutely.
This game has kind of looked like it's teetered a couple times, and it hasn't. And they've called penalties when they've need to. They've let stuff go when it's warranted.
Good point. And they talk to the captains.
Exactly.
Okay, here's a chance for Field breaking down ice, but oh, terrific back checking by Anthony Cogliano. Outraced Field to pick the puck up, or it would have been a breakout for Field, a breakaway for Field. 3:18 left to go. 6-2, no doubt about the outcome in this one. Puck is played off the end boards by Noah Poliski in goal for Gloucester. And we have a face-off. What is this? In the Gloucester end. Down to 3:13 left to go in the game. When I get a chance here, we'll see what's next for these two schools.
I know Gloucester is in Revere on Saturday.
Yep, at the Cronin Skating Rink. That's a 5:10 p.m. start, apparently. And have to see where Saugus is. Saugus will be at Peabody on Saturday at 4 p.m. taking on the Canners.
That should be a good one. Well, I don't know. If Saugus plays like it did tonight, it won't be a good one.
Well, I know.
That's not a knock on Peabody
either. I know. Saugus dominant. Oh, Ronan fires it wide. My goodness, he was set up. Cheka Patterson was set up nicely. Bottom of the circle. Gloucester brings it out. Tip. And can't be collected by Costanzo as he was flying in the zone backwards. And the puck gets away from him and it's covered up by Sanderson. 2.5 left to go in the game. And Gloucester crowd sitting on its hands. Terrific effort tonight by the Saugus Sachems. They've rolled out 3 solid lines. They have rolled out 3 sets of defensemen at times. There's a can on the ice that's rolled back, or it might be a bottle, rolled back into the Gloucester net by Poliski, and play resumes. Sachems across the line. Can't quite get it into the zone. Justin Horvath hacking at it, can't come up with it. Gloucester will get it to center. Brennan with his head up this time, between the circles, checked off the play. Horvath gets it, loses it, check back in to the Gloucester end. Cross with it around the boards to Sonicaro. Brings it out of the zone. Checked off the play by Brennan, back checking. Goes to the left wing side, Saugus end. Back to Sonicaro. Picks his spot, looking for the long right wing pass. Too far ahead for Kyle Wood. And we're down inside the two-minute mark now, blessedly.
Yeah, this one's taking a little longer than usual.
Mercy. Well, with the penalties, stoppages in play, yeah. We're going to bail on this one quickly. I'm not going to give this one a long wrap-up. We'll get the goal scorers online, but it's 6-2 Saugus.
Yeah, I'd say we'd have been out of here 10 minutes ago on your average night, even in a 6-2 game.
Normally.
A lot of stoppages, a lot of penalties.
Saugus breaking out across the line as Ian Worthley goes down, checked out the line. E.J. Field back the other way, but it's 1-on-3. Foster cannot break it as well. Field picks it up, fires it wide as Saugus kind of gave up on it. But here comes the Sachems, 3-on-2. Left wing side, long shot, fake by Ronan, goes into the left wing corner. Minute and 20 left to go in the game. Saugus 6, Gloucester 2. Comes out to the point, kept in at that left side by C.J. Graffio. Down low to Brendan Ronan. Two shorthanded goals tonight. He's one of the captains. Gets it, drops it back to Colby Murphy. Taken away by Costanzo on the other end. Costanzo is knocked down. Empty net, can't come up with it. Goes to the right side. Costanzo fires it, goes wide. Into the legs of Liam Lyons. Can't get it between his skates and can't collect it. And it's a breakout by Saugus. Kyle Wood with it. And he's got Justin Horvath on his left. Horvath with it. He's chipped off the play. 38 seconds left to go. Liam Lyons out of the zone for Gloucester. But he attracts a crowd as he has in the last several games. Sachems with it. 26 seconds left to go. Justin Horvath getting a lot of ice time right now out there. Ethan Brennan across the line. In alone, shoots, and save is made by Sanderson with 10 seconds left. Penalty coming up on Saugus. That's a moot point.
Big deal.
Yeah, really. Play goes into an empty left wing corner. Brennan knocks down a Saugus player. Whistle blows with 0.4 seconds left. So we'll wrap this thing up, and they're going to blow the buzzer. That's it. Why not? Okay, so it's over, and we're going to wrap this thing up very quickly. Nick, thank you for your help.
Thanks, absolutely.
We'll look forward to this report in the Gloucester Times tomorrow.
Definitely. Actually, I wrote it up in the middle of the second and third period.
All right, so it'll be there. All right, so that's Nick Kukru of the Gloucester Times. Final score here from the Talbot Rink is Saugus 6 and Gloucester 2. We'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap this thing up very quickly as it's cold here, and Saugus left no doubt as to what they were going to do tonight.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Push the button, Max. Congratulations to Jeff Natalucci, the Saugus Sachems. They move up to now 5-0-1, I believe. Is it 5-0-1 or 6-0-1? I am so confused with all the scoring tonight. Yeah, they are now at 5-0-1 as they beat Gloucester by a score of 6-2. Not going to go over all of the penalties, but it will give you the scoring as Saugus opened up at 1:48 of the first with a goal from Nick Moore on Gloucester turnover. Ian Worthley the assist, 1-0 at 1:48. Sachems made it 2-0. Brendan Ronan got the first of his two shorthanded goals, unassisted at 8:23. That's where it was, 2-0 after one. Saugus opened it up in the second period with two quick goals, 6:28 and 7:13 off of Ronan. Another shorthanded goal unassisted. And then Brendan Patterson at 7:13 making the score 4-0, and School was out. Sal Costanzo got Gloucester on the board at 11:53 with, Eric Chalmers and Harrison Marshall getting the assist. But then just a few seconds later, 25 seconds later, it was Ryan Grork coming right back at 12:18, scoring with Joe Cross getting the assist, back up to 5-1. And then in the third period, it was Mike Sanicaro at 4:22, a power play goal for Sachems, making it 6-1. And then finishing the scoring for Gloucester, Derek Hopkins at, 10:34, and that made it 6-2. Gloucester was outshot in that third period, 9-5, outshot in the game, 28-26. So the Sachems move up to 5-0-1, and Gloucester now drops to 3-5. So on behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and of course the voice of the North Shore, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. Final score from the Talbot Rink in Gloucester, it is Saugus 6 and Gloucester 2. This is MSONewsports.com.